I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Just Another Frabjous Day. Here, at the center of my little universe, I busy myself sifting through all mortal confusions in search of sweet moments of pure human goodness. Looking for small kindnesses, it's not as hard as it sounds. It's simply something you decide to spend your time doing or not. Two things I do on days when I'm at my best. One, listen to visitors who pop in and out of my life. Two, sort out the best parts of what they say and do, leaving aside what can at first glance seem negative and wasteful. As I conduct this unscientific research, I find that basically what is happening is that I am trying to cheer myself up. Being of good cheer is nice in any season of the year. For instance, I listen intensely to a long-winded orator whose every word causes his long nose to reveal more of itself. Later, I try to recall what he was talking about. Since his streaming verbal delivery is so tumbleweed random, I notate his accentuations and flourishes and digressions and usages and gestures and volume. They are more memorable than the content of his monologue. I mainly visualize the content of his characteristics. Next time, I'll record his ramble so that I can actually hear what he was saying later. A visitor to the shop asks where the classic books are, causing me to jokingly retort, "All our books are classic." To me, I've spoken the truth. To the browser, it's more important to tell friend and family he just obtained a work of classic literature. All I am really wondering is whether he will display the book or actually read it. Using my pseudoscientific philosophy, what I should be doing is focusing on the positive. If the customer purchases a book, he's doing the world a favor by not ignoring it, by making sure it isn't tossed, by showing it off to others who might want to read it, by contributing to my income so that I can pay the rent and continue offering books, classical and non-classical, to future perusers, and so on and so forth. Judging a patron by appearance and performance is just as dangerous, just as fun as judging a book by its cover. Customers carry within them hundreds of stories and wisdoms. I like to turn their pages and appreciate their contents before they are remaindered and forgotten. Come judge my books by their interiors. While here, appreciate all the unclaimed, unconscious baggage each peruser carries down the aisles. Maybe on your good days, you will reminisce about the marvelous tales that can only be known and appreciated by those who cruise slowly, carefully listening to the paginated whispers.